Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Travel Tales with a Fergal podcast. It's a weekly interview series with Clonmel man Fergal O'Keefe, where he chats to a special guest about their travels, their adventures and experiences and all of that. We're always delighted to have Fergal on here to chat to us about travel and holidays and all of that. Fergal, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And it's always a pleasure. You're going to talk to us today about Thailand. And funny enough, it's never a destination I would think of in terms of a holiday or a break of summer. Would you sell it to me beautifully?
Yeah, well, do you know what? I would highly recommend this. And first of all, the way I was kind of thinking of it, it's a first world country, but very much an exotic country. So, you know, say for people who normally go to like Europe or Spain or America and they wanted to be a little bit more adventurous, the place I would recommend is Thailand, because it's even though it is very exotic and very different, it also has got great services and they're very professional, because tourism is massive there. So, and it's very safe and also very reasonably priced. So that is the place that I'd really recommend. And it's got unbelievable variety. So you've got Bangkok, which is, you know, buzzing city. Then in northern Thailand, you've got the paddy fields and trekking and jungles, that sort of image that we have of Asia, that's up there. And then in the south, you've got the islands for beautiful island holidays. So it's got everything. Say for a 2 to 3 week holiday, you really would get great variety.
Right, and that's the idea, is it, that you would do some sort of a package that would reflect that kind of variety?
Exactly. Yeah. And just say, when I went to Thailand, there was one period where I spent 6 months in Asia, and Bangkok sort of became my base. So even if you had more time, if you had a month, say, you could use Bangkok as your base, and you could go not only in Thailand, but you could, say, go up to Angkor Wat in Cambodia, or you could go over to Laos and then come back to Thailand. And that's a great way, if you had a month, to really get a feel for a few different countries in Asia. But Bangkok is such a great hub. But even as a holiday, Thailand itself is absolutely spectacular. It's got so much. I mean, everyone knows the food now, like Thai food.
Yeah.
We're all kind of well used to it. And it's really fresh. And I've actually said it to you before that one of my favourite meals is in Bangkok, like on a street stall. And you're in a rickety chair and a little table, and the food, it's cooked right in front of you, so you know it's safe, and it's so gorgeous. You know, people like their green curries and things like that, but it tastes totally different in Thailand. You know,
very good. It strikes me that there's several different levels of holidaying there, because the backpackers, of course, it's hugely popular with them, but right up to enjoying a rather expensive holiday, I suppose.
Exactly. Yeah. And Thailand, you know what? Everywhere in Thailand is a perfect example of that. Is just say in Bangkok, you've got the Koh San Road, which is very much where all the backpackers go, and they've got loads of hostels. But the quality of those, even though they call them hostels, you know, I mean, you know, if you want a room, basically, they're all very clean and great standard, but very cheap. So there's the Koh San Road, but there's a great, I would recommend there, because the atmosphere is brilliant and you're all surrounded by tourists. And that's something I always kind of think is funny, is, you know, people always go, oh, you know, great, they recommend somewhere and they go, there's no tourists there. But I always kind of go, you want to go somewhere where there's some tourists, because then there's facilities for tourists and, you know, buzzing during the week. So Koh San Road is great. But if, just say, you had you want to go for more luxurious holidays, say in Bangkok, you know, then they've got amazing hotels with rooftop pools and amazing facilities that can, because it is a very busy, bustling city. So those hotels is a great escape to get away from the city. And, you know, now after the last year, going to a busy city in the future probably will seem even more busy, because we've got...
Of course it will. Yeah, it always strikes me whenever I see it on TV that it's extremely busy, and maybe from a traffic point of view, maybe a little dodgy.
Yeah, do you know, it is. And I actually enjoyed that, I have to say. So getting around the city, in tuk-tuks and you're zipping along with a driver who's
what's
rolling
that? That's like a little motorbike sort
exactly.
of a thingy, is it? Yeah.
So the tuk-tuks are like little. The guy's on. He's in the front, and it's a little motorbike. It's like a little motorbike with a little, you know, hut stuck on it for a couple of people, and you're zipping around the city in that. And it is, I have to say, like, you know, you are a bit nervous, but it's a buzz as well. So I enjoy the madness of that city, actually, I have to say.
Tell me a bit about, because you described it beautifully, about the border with Burma, because the Mekong River, of course, is there. The famous Mekong River is there as well. You enjoy that area, too.
Oh, absolutely loved it. So you go up there and, you know, just say if you were doing a couple of weeks, you know, you can fly from Bangkok up to Chiang Mai, which is the kind of main city up there in northern Thailand. But I would recommend getting the train, because the trains in Thailand are really, really good quality, you know, European, sort of like a European standard, maybe even better, actually. So it's a beautiful way of going up the country, because, you know, you see the country traveling by train is great. You can talk to people. But up there is amazing, up around that area. You went to Chiang Mai, which is a lovely city, a royal city, and got loads of great temples, things like that. But then you go up to the border with Burma, and you can actually go right up to the border, and you see the Burmese on one side and the Thai on the other. And it's, you know, it's very atmospheric. And then from there, you can go from northern Thailand, you can go along the Mekong River, which goes right through a couple of countries. But if you can take a boat trip, and you visit a boat for a couple of days, and you go down the Mekong and stay in little villages along the way, and you can end up in Laos, which is another country, and I mean, a spectacular place. And, you know, you can go down there to a place called Luang Prabang, which was the old sort of capital of Laos, and that's very different from Thailand from the point of view of it's got a lot of French colonial architecture, and you still get croissants and your French food, basically, you know, it's unusual, you know, as well as traditional food, they still have the French food. So it's a beautiful place, really. Recommend that, actually.
It sounds fantastic. What about flights to Bangkok? What's the story there?
Yeah, so regular flights, you know, every day there will be flights. You know, there's direct flights, and they can go through Dubai. So the journey, I think it's about 8-hour trip, you know. But and you know, there's loads of different airlines. You know, the prices, you know, now, I don't know what they'll be now, but, you know, it was sort of, you could get a flight for 500 or 600, you know. And it's so different. And I mean, the other, traditionally, I'd say Irish people, you can get flight. You can fly into Bangkok, and if you were so inclined, you could go straight to, say, Phuket or one of the islands. And they are, you know, there's some amazing resorts there, but also great little places with huts and things like that. And I would recommend to people that just say around this time of year, say from January to April, if they're going to Thailand, you go around Koh Phangan, Phuket, around that side. That's kind of the, you know, say there's a leg coming out of Thailand, and on the east side, the weather is better this time of year. And then but the Irish people generally go in the summer. So you want to go to the Krabi, the island on the west side of Thailand during the summer, because it is sort of rainy season, you know, in Thailand during the summer. So, but Krabi, that sort of side of Thailand, would be okay, you know. But the best time is really around this time of year, actually January to March is probably the best time to go to Thailand.
Well, it sounds great. By all accounts, they've done pretty okay where COVID is concerned there, in fact, haven't they?
They've done okay, but they're I suppose maybe this is why they've done okay. They're being very cautious.
Yes.
So at the moment, they're not welcoming in tourists, and their plan is in July, that island, Phuket, to open that up for tourists with vaccines. But they haven't 100% confirmed that. So, yeah, they're being very careful. And I suppose they're right, because, you know, obviously from the health point of view and tourism, I think the countries like, say, Thailand and Greece, the countries that are being very careful with COVID and not rushing people back, I think they're the ones that will do well in the future.
I think so. And of course, tourism so important to these economies as well. Travel Tales with Fergal. What's your podcast this week, Fergal?
Yeah, so I was saying that. So I had a little break. So I'm back this week with Moncho McGann and that is one of the best ones, because I would go, I would say he's the best travelled person I've ever had on it.
Yeah.
And although it's funny, because, I mean, even though he's the best travelled person, probably the most interesting stuff he talked about was Ireland, you know, the great love of Ireland, the Irish language, and, you know, amazing guy, you know.
Yeah, he's terrific altogether. So that's for this week. Fergal, it's always a pleasure. Thanks very much for whetting our appetite for wonderful travel again. Thanks, Fergal. Thank you.
Good morning to you.
Bye-bye. That's Fergal O'Keefe there. Travel Tales with Fergal. If you want to go on and chase up those podcasts, there's some very interesting stuff on them.